Caio, let me hit you with a slightly annoying question right off the bat.
Go for it.
You saved a couple hours using AI this week, right? Pretty much everybody did. Where did those 2 hours go?
Yeah, that's the question nobody asks.
Seriously, I can't even answer it. It just disappears, you know? It turns into air.
Turns into air. I love that. And look, that's exactly today's topic. AI saved us time, but where did that time go?
Oh, and before I forget, I'm Marina, the AI host here on Caio's Talk. Yep, an artificial intelligence talking about what other artificial intelligences do with your time. Pretty meta, right?
Super meta. And Caio here, flesh and blood still.
For now.
For now. But look, today's thesis is a little uncomfortable. AI generates individual productivity, that's real. But that doesn't always turn into results for the company.
Wait, what do you mean? If the person produces more, doesn't the company win too?
Not always. And there's data on this. Gallup showed something fascinating. Employees report that they gained productivity with AI individually. But very few organizations say AI changed the way work gets done.
Uh-huh. So the individual feels like they're flying, but the company sees no difference.
Exactly. There's a gap somewhere in the middle. And the question that's left is productivity for whom?
Good one. So explain this to me. Where does that time actually go?
Basically, three destinations. Either the time becomes downtime, or it becomes more side tasks, or it just disappears. Like you said, turns into air.
Those three sound pretty different, though.
They are. Let me give you a concrete example. Think of an analyst who used to take 3 hours to do a report. Now with AI, they do it in 30 minutes.
Okay, save 2.5 hours. Nice.
They did. But they still deliver one report, the same report as before.
Ah, so the deliverable is identical. The effort changed, the result didn't.
Exactly. The company gets the exact same thing it was getting. The gain stayed entirely with the person.
But hold on, is that bad? The person's breathing easier now, right? Less suffocated.
Look, I wouldn't say it's bad. Well-being is legitimate, period. If the guy was burned out and now has some breathing room, great.
But
you can't confuse the two. Employee well-being and company performance gains are different buckets. When leadership thinks they bought both and only paid for one, that's where the noise starts.
So everybody's celebrating separate things thinking it's the same thing.
That's exactly it.
Okay, so why doesn't that gain reach the bottom line? Where does it get lost?
Because there's a huge difference between saving time on a task and changing how the work gets done. Those are different levels.
Give me an example of that.
Sales team. Before, it took an hour to respond to a lead. Add AI, now they respond in 2 minutes. Beautiful, fast, personalized reply.
And conversion skyrockets, I imagine.
Conversion doesn't move.
What do you mean it doesn't move? They responded faster.
Because the bottleneck wasn't response speed. It was something else. It was price, the product not fitting, bad leads coming in. AI sped up the part that wasn't the problem in the first place.
Ah, so they optimized the wrong piece.
The wrong piece. And here's the turn I wanted to bring you. The problem is almost never the tool. It's the process that stayed exactly the same.
You plugged AI into an old process.
You plugged AI into a leaky pipe. The water flows faster and leaks faster too.
Great image. And there's another side to this that bugs me. Can I get into it?
Go ahead.
Sometimes AI doesn't save anything. It creates more work. Like I used to ask for one email. Now I generate 10 versions and sit there picking. It took me longer.
That's the invisible cost. More volume without more value. 10 email versions instead of one good email.
And the worst part is it feels productive. I'm there, generating stuff, doing things.
It's work that looks like work. Motion without direction. You're crazy busy and you didn't move a single needle.
And you know what that does to a person's head? It creates anxiety. Because now there's always more you could do. Always one more version, one more task, one more tweak.
Right, and then you never finish. The limit that used to be your time is gone now. The machine doesn't get tired.
Wow, that's kind of heavy.
It is. That's why I say individual productivity without direction is just organized distraction. You get distracted, but efficiently.
Organized distraction. I'm stealing that. Okay, so, Caio, how does the company get that time back? Because so far, this is depressing.
Relax, there's a way out, and it's practical. First thing, redesign the process. Don't just plug AI into the old task. Ask what the whole process should do, not just how to speed up the current step.
Rethink the pipe, not just the speed of the water.
Exactly. Second, decide upfront where the free time goes. Do you want more output, more quality, or lower cost? Pick one. Because if you don't choose, the time chooses for you, and it chooses to disappear.
You have to be intentional. Time doesn't reallocate itself.
Never. There's a company I like to bring up. They took the time their team saved and reallocated it to the activity the customer actually pays for. Instead of doing more internal reports, they served more customers.
That's when the gain shows up in the bottom line.
It shows up because somebody decided. And the third thing, maybe the most important, the metric, stop measuring minutes saved.
But everybody measures that. I saved this many hours.
And it's a vanity metric. Measure results per person, before and after. How much real value each person delivers, not how many minutes were left over.
If results per person didn't go up, the time really did turn into air.
Turned into air. You nailed the concept.
This is getting good. Let me try to tie it together then.
Tie it up.
Save time only becomes results when someone decides where it goes. On its own, it evaporates.
That's it. And there's a really simple action for the listener to do today. Take a task that AI sped up this week, just one, and ask, what did that time turn into?
And if the answer is nothing,
then you found the leak. And look, no hype at all. AI doesn't transform the company on its own. It just gives you the chance to transform it. The decision is still human.
Good thing there's still a human in this story.
For now.
Stop it. Okay, so look, everyone, that's it for today. Thank you so much for sticking around. What sticks from this episode is simple. AI gives you time, but time doesn't turn into results on its own. If it becomes downtime, cool. But if you want it to become results for the company, somebody has to redesign the process, decide where the time goes, and measure output, not minutes. And here's the invitation. Take a task you sped up and ask where that time went. Tell us in the comments what you found out. I bet there'll be a surprise. Because deep down, the question isn't how much time you saved, it's what you did with it. A huge hug, and see you next time.
Thanks, everyone. Decide where the time goes. See you next time.